Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call of DAL Credit and Capital Limited, hosted by Equirus. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Nagar from Equirus. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and a very good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Q4 FY26 earnings call of DAL Credit and Capital Limited. From management team, we have with Mr. Jayanta Manik, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Saket Sarah, Chief Financial Officer. The call will begin with opening remarks from the management, after which we will open the floor for Q&A. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for DAL Credit and Capital's Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. Myself, Jayanta Manik, CEO of DCCL, and on behalf of the entire DCCL team, I would like to warmly welcome all our investors, analysts, and shareholders and stakeholders joining us today. FY26 has been a transformational and milestone year for DCCL. It is a year marked by a strong business growth, healthy profitability expansion, strengthening of our balance sheet, and continued progress in building a scalable and technology-driven lending franchise focused on financial inclusion. Our performance during the year reflects the strength of our lending model, disciplined underwriting framework, and expanding customer relationship, and our commitment towards serving underserved and emerging segments across India. Now, I'm beginning with the financial performance for the quarter and the full year. I am handing over to our CFO for explaining the quarterly results, and over to Saket for your narrative.
So basically, coming on to the full year's performances, the total income for the FY26 is recorded as 50.05 crore against the 41.39 crore in FY25, reflecting a growth of 20.9% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA increased to 34.69 crore rupees from 29.26 crore rupees in FY25, registering a growth of 18.6%. Profit after tax for FY26 stood at 10.13 crore as against 7.04 crore in FY25, reflecting a strong growth of 43.9% on year-on-year basis. Operationally as well, FY26 was a year of significant progress for the company. For the Q4 performances, we have the figures like the company reported total income of 14.23 crore as against 10.33 crore in Q4 FY25, registering a growth of 39.6% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the quarter ended stood at 10.18 crore, reflecting a growth of 35.9%, while the PAT stood at rupees 3.07 crore compared to rupees 1.91 crore in Q4 FY25, registering a strong growth of 60.7% on year-on-year basis. Now, I'm handing over to Mr. Jayanta.
If I say operationally, this is a very good year and a good year of significant progress of the company. During the year, we continued to strengthen our lending operation and expand our branch network and deepen customer reach and improve operational capabilities through technology-driven processes and disciplined risk management practices, which reflected in the results, which already the CFO has explained to you all. And as of March 26, our operational figures are like this. We had a presence in 6 states with 35 operational branches and served more than 22,500 active customers. And our asset under management stood at 229.55 crores, reflecting a healthy growth of 34.95%, almost 35% year on year. In the future, we continue to maintain the strong portfolio quality and financial discipline during the year and also in the coming year. In the last year, the GNPA was a very healthy, just 1%, 1.01%, where the company maintained a strong capital adequacy ratio of almost 40%, significantly above the regulatory requirement, reflecting our strength of the balance sheet and prudent lending approach. The company also continued to strengthen its funding profile and long-term growth capabilities during the year through the diversified borrowing relationship and enhanced engagement with financial institutions and lenders. Our focus on technology adaptations and operational efficiency also continued during the year. We further strengthened our digital lending infrastructure and integrated technology loan management system and enhanced customer servicing capabilities to improve scalability and operational control access to the organization. The NBFC and MSME sector in India continues to offer significant long-term growth opportunities, particularly across underserved and underdependent markets. Rising demand for accessible credit, increasing digital adaptation, and improving economic activity continue to create a favorable environment for responsible and scalable lenders like DCCL. Looking ahead, our priorities remain focused on 5 key areas. First, expanding our geographical footprint. And the footprint, I mean to say, we want to go deeper in the areas where we have existing branches, and we will expand in the states where we are already present. Secondly, strengthening our loan portfolio access to personal loans, secured MSME, and also unsecured for maintaining disciplined underwriting standards. Third, continued investment in technology, which is the motto of our company, that we digitize our LMS and LOS so that we ensure the good portfolio quality so that NPA percentage and other parameters remain in control. Also, digital transformation and process automation to improve operational scalability and customer experiences. We had already started using our own app for our branch network people to reach to the borrowers. Fourth, diversification of the funding relationship and further strengthening our capital structure to support long-term growth. And finally, continuing our commitment towards the financial inclusion, governance excellence, and sustainable value creation for all stakeholders. Before I conclude, I would like to sincerely thank all our shareholders, customers, lenders, employees, partners, and stakeholders for their continued trust and support in DCCL's journey. With that, we will now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Prayan Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, madam. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, you're audible. Please proceed.
Yeah. Good evening to the management and congratulations for the good results. So, sir, my question is, we have a pretty diversified loan portfolio with multiple segments, and they are pretty balanced also. So what are the vision? What is the vision for FY27 and next few years? Like which portfolio, which segment is going to get more growth? For example, loan to municipal employees, are that segment is going to grow faster, or the MSME part is going to grow faster?
Thank you for your question. We basically looking forward the growth of the secured portfolio. Because it's a portfolio which micro LAP and segment is very popular nowadays, and also are very comfortable to our lenders and other stakeholders, since the loan is backed by the security, the collection percentage and the recovery percentage is very high. So our primary focus will be in the secured loan portfolio, secured MSME portfolio.
Got it, sir. And sir, how many branches we are looking to add in FY27 as well as FY28?
We are planning for another 5 to 7 branches and deep dive in the new areas of the existing branches. This is the primary target of FY26-27.
Got it, sir. And any like guidance you would like to give on AUM as well as the ROE, ROC numbers for FY27?
FY25, we are already almost 20 to 30 crores. And we are planning for around 260 to 275 in coming years.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Add to around 50 crores plus minus.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Manish from 1729 Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the con call and congratulations for management to the management for the good result. Can you guys just help me with the split of how much of the lending is secured versus unsecured, and how does that trend change? From what I was reading, there are a lot of municipal corporation officers, like employees, etc., who typically take loans. Are they secured or unsecured? How do you classify them, and how is that, like, how does that relationship work?
Basically, sir, there are three classifications. That is loan to the municipal corporation. That is a unsecured loan technically, but this is, if it sounds like it is more than the secured loan, which gives more comfortable to the lending point of view, as we lend to the municipal karmcharis who are the sweepers, cleaners, we get the recoveries or the collections directly by the municipal authorities, which are the government officials. And the government officials give us the undertaking that the EMI will be deducted or on time from the salary on the due dates. So technically, there is no process of manual collection for the any other thing. Apart from this total constitute as on date 35% of my overall portfolio. Other than this, there are two other products, unsecured MSME and secured MSME. The secured MSME consists of around 30% in the current portfolio, and the balance is the unsecured one. So up from the growth perspective, secured loan portfolio will be on the higher side, as it is preferential to the
other lenders and the stakeholders as on date. But otherwise, personal loan, since it is a very old, more than a 2 year, two decade product, so this product will automatically be there, and growth will be on the, not at the, at a par level.
Okay.
Understood. Couple of questions from my side, follow up on this. Why do government, like these municipal corporations, etc., get with this tie-up? Do you have to share some monetary incentive, etc., or like why are they interested?
No. Actually, for this purpose, we had a tripartite arrangement between the borrower, municipal authorities, and the dark credit, so that the municipal authorities give the Parichay Patra of that employee, that he is a permanent employee, and that in that undertaking, in that understanding, they undertake that they deduct the EMI from their salary and remit to us directly. So there is nothing the municipality-wise arrangement. It is the individual arrangement between for each and every borrower.
Understood, sir. So from my understanding, this can probably be considered as a proxy to secured, and then you have 30% secured, but remaining 35%
correct. Actually, technically, so if you say, technically, if you see it technically, then so far the RBI guidelines are concerned, these are treated as unsecured, because there is no collateral security. But to us, in a practical way, it is more secure than any other thing.
Understood, sir. That's helpful to understand. Just follow up on the unsecured MSME loans. What measures do you keep in mind in order to make sure that the GNPA, NP numbers are low?
For unsecured?
Yes.
For unsecured, our basic thought process is that we want to ensure that it is a business, and it is the business. So the what is the nature of the income generating activity the borrower has, whether he has a permanent shop or not, what is the vintage, what is the business growth, and how much fund he has invested. All these, because we basically financing the cash flows of that borrower, so we basically try to understand the borrower's business and also his household, how much fixed liability and the variable liability he has. We do the underwriting on the back calculation of the how much expenditure he is incurring and how much fixed obligation he has. In that way, we calculate the FOIR, and if it fits within the 50% of the income he is arriving, then only we can allow the loan to process. It's basically a multi-layer verification at the three level before we sanction and disburse.
Understood, sir. And what kind of provisions do we maintain? Like what percentage of provisions do we maintain for SPA?
So basically, we maintain the 100% provisions for the unsecured loans, 100% provision for the NPA loans.
Okay.
As per the RBI guidelines, and these are followed under the current notification master circular 2026 on the April it was issued. So basically, as per the provision side, you maintain two types of provision on the standard asset and the provision for bad and doubtful debt. On the amounting wise, you can say the provisions was totally amounting to 1.34 crores as on the book stage.
Got it, sir. Thank you for clarifying. All the best for the coming future, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Mayur Khemar from Khemar Family Office. Please go ahead.
So, hello. First and foremost, congratulations on the good set of numbers.
I went through your investor presentation. They said two different systems, one Vijay and Rise Money. One is for LOS and LMS integration and other for loan operating and management. So my question was, why two different systems and not a single integrated system?
Correct. Actually, it's a good question, sir. Basically, if you see the company, it's a very old company from 1994. And as our CFO mentioned, that our personal loan segment is 2.5 years, half decades old. That means it's almost 25 years vintage product of ourselves when the Vijay was not developed. And at that time, the LOS office personal loan was maintained in the Rise Money software. And after we started the MSME segment in 1998, the Vijay was come into operation where all the MSME segments loans are LOS is being maintained. So that's why these two softwares are there. And from this financial year, we developed the module of the personal loan segment in Vijay, and the Rise Money will be phased out in this financial year. So in the coming financial year, there will be only one software with LOS, which is LOS and LMS, which will be the feature.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Sneha Agarwal from FinAvenue Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just had a small question relating to the government's newly launched emergency credit line, the guarantee scheme that's just launched. So how do you see that going ahead and how does it impact us in a positive or a negative way, if you could throw some light on that?
Actually, ma'am, these credit line or the government schemes which the government has recently launched, these are specifically applicable to the microfinance sector, which is a totally a different sector which we are funding. We are focusing only on the MSME sector, which is not a very close, which is not very close to the microfinance. So these are the two different sectors which we are funding. So basically, these credit lines which the government has launched recently are not applicable to us. But indirectly, as for the industry-wise or for the borrower-wise, it will be the more profitable because ultimately the demand will be created in the market. So the majorly small borrowers will always have the capacity to more borrow. So as the borrowers with the higher ticket size ultimately will be driven to us in an indirectly way. So ultimately, we will have the more lending capacity. And ma'am, when the government guarantees to the MFI sector, that means there is a strong possibility that there will be the fund pumping in the MFI sector, which is very close to our sector, not exactly. So that there will be funds in the market so that the repayment and NPA generation and recovery will be much more smoother because their funds will be in the ground level so that the rolling of the funds, because see, all our borrowers have their wives and the women counterpart of our borrowers have other way around are the MFI players. So in other way, you can sense the funding in the market, the liquid funds in the market will be more. That will help in our terms also. And our recovery, we expect the recoveries will be good, more good.
Okay, so as I see it, when the government gives out these loans and finances, it helps improve the market liquidity, which ultimately improves the recovery.
Correct.
Right. So just one second question. what are the major growth drivers? Like, how do we see the revenue in the finance sector shaping up in the coming couple of years? Like, what are going to be the major drivers for us?
Sorry, I couldn't understand. Can you come back again?
Yes, for sure. So, what are going to be the major growth drivers that we see? What's going to drive our growth in the next couple of years? The major factors that will influence.
The major growth drivers we can see is basically we will be maintaining this growth plan for the forthcoming year as well. Apart from this we will be opening the new branches, like what Mr. Jento has mentioned regarding that opening of the new branches in the current operating states, which will give the forerun to the growth in the new portfolio. Apart from this, the increasing of the secured loans, which will give the more comfort to the lenders, and like this credit guarantee schemes will give us the leverage that we can have the more liquidity in the market, so that easily selections and the easy deployment can be done. So the funds rolling and the fund rotation among the in the NBFC sector for this forthcoming year is very much prospective.
All right, so got you. Thank you, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Nishata Singh from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my first question is, your personal loan book for municipal employees has grown steadily, but at a slower pace compared to MSME loans. So is this segment reaching any saturation, or is there any diversify you are just looking up?
No, ma'am. We are not diversifying, or we are not putting any brake on the personal loan segment. Its demands are very steady, because see, these loans are particularly required a long term, ma'am, 10 years.
These loans are very long term in the nature, because these loans are provided to the very low standard community, like Safai Karamchani, who doesn't have access to the bank and the other lenders. Basically, earlier they were charged by money lenders at exorbitant rates. So that's why these borrowers deposit faith on us and give us the and borrow from us. So we have to keep their EMIs at a very low level. So the their repayment period or the loan cycle period generally goes higher on the personal loan segment. So we can say that there is not too much steady growth can be expected on this product, because since the tenure are very long, so the rotation and the collections will be on a steady growth, or as you can say, on the stability wise, this is the portfolio can be maintained in a steady way or a stable way. Apart from this, so we have maintained this MSME product, which is a very rampant in nature, which has very many growth prospects, and the growth in the sense that basically this growth increases at a faster rate than the previous period. So since their tenure is also less as compared to the personal loan, so for the portfolio point of view, or for the overall growth prospect towards the income point of view, this MSME sector is beneficial as compared to the personal loan. But obviously, you cannot deny the fact that more than the two decade old product cannot be vanished from the company?
Actually, since this municipal loan product is a very niche product of the company and it's a very old tested product, so it's a very steady growth and steady movement. But as CFO is saying, CFO has said to you that municipal MSME loans, unsecured and secured, are very fast churning. It's 10 years, maybe 11 months, maybe 18 months, maybe 24 months. So it churns very fast. So it's automatically grows faster than the personal loan.
Oh, got it. So secondly, North and South India are largely absent from your current footprint. So do you have any plans to enter states like UP, Maharashtra or Tamil Nadu?
Not now. Our basic thing is that where we are now, we want to consolidate these areas, want to venture in the different areas of that state. Then only when we saturated in a state, then only move to the other state. Not to venture any new state right now.
West Bengal with the new government, so many more government projects and the many more scope has been developed. So we want to capture, basically, we want to grow in this in West Bengal in the forthcoming year, and we expect the further growth in our MSME portfolio with consolidating this portfolio more.
Okay, got it. So one more question. As of you have signed a business correspondent agreement with ESF, a small finance bank, in 24. So how much business has this channel generated so far, and are there any plans to add more VC partnership with bank or fintech platforms?
We had already the VC partnership arrangement with ESAF, Calidophim Capital, and SIDBI. But SIDBI for the moment is now operating slowly. But ESAF and Calligraphy are going steadily, and not any at this moment we are going for any new BC arrangement. We are looking for some PSU banks for the new line of credit and BC arrangement. That project is going on, and let's see how it goes in the coming year.
Got it. So one more last question from my side. As you mentioned regarding AI and data analytics for credit scoring, so are you building these capabilities in-house or through third-party provider and with alternative data sources such as GST data?
No, third-party sources are good. All the data catchments are done through our software, which is a very in-house one.
So, ma'am, we had an in-house team for our data management and data source, and we had our own IT team who are looking after our own in-house developed software, Vijay. And we did not want to go any third-party vendor for this purpose.
Even that old software of Price Money we have consolidated in this current fiscal year with a growth in the mind, with a prospect in the mind that we have to develop it in-house only. So no new vendor software or the new developed AI from the third party, we are now not looking into it when we want to develop it in-house only.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and wish you all the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Sachin Sodhi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just want to know, what is the target cost of fund you are looking for next 2-3 years?
Target cost of funding is, in NBFC, we are always looking for the funds which are below cost. And we at present level, we are operating our cost at around 14%. So we are looking for a cost below that, obviously, not more than
looking
that.
At the scenario, I think the going forward, this figure will be on the upward north side.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be ups and downs. But it's our own efforts, how much we can bring it down. That's
actually, that's my next question is, at what balance sheet size you will see operating leverage? Because the next two, at what balance sheet size you will see operating leverage?
Size, we are already around, it is now, right now against the total balance sheet size is 294 crore. So for the forthcoming year, for the FY27, my balance sheet, it will obviously above 350 to 370 crore.
So if there is a 200% increase, definitely it will affect the real ROE growth, and that's something which I actually want to understand. That so is it a plan at least to increase the balance sheet more aggressively?
No.
How will our company will be?
We are the players which we do not trust in the leaps and bounds growth. We want a sustainable growth, and that's why you can feel that our NPA percentage is very, very low. We are operating at a GNPA of 1.01%, which is really, really a remarkable. I think you will also appreciate we operating in such a low NPA level.
Yes.
This is only because that we grow very, very sustainably. And, you know, for any loan sanction, there is a three-way check and three types of visits before we get any sanction, that too within a 7 days time. So, so you can see that we will grow. We will grow, and we will grow in a very, very smooth manner without growing very, very fast and more like other fintechs and other. We are not hurried to grow I should not say that we will be a 400 crores in the next year. I will say we will cross, now the portfolio is 30, we will cross to 60 to 70, and around at most we add up another 50 crores to our portfolio, and the balance sheet will be 350 plus. So we are now, just like my CFO was saying, that we are at 294 right now. We will be crossing 350 plus positively. And portfolio will be around 280, 270 to 280.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Jaswinder from Reflex Realities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for our work today and good evening all. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Hello. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good evening all. So, sir, my question is, first question is regarding secured MSME loans. So, those secured MSME loans grew sharply during previous financial year, that was FY26. So I want to ask that what were the key drivers behind this growth, and how sustainable is the momentum going forward?
See, we have seen that there is a, so far our data points and other reports from FIDC and the SAZAN and other SROs reports, we have seen that unsecured loans are facing a stress. So immediately we recheck and revisit our total business plan, our digital business model and business operation situations. We sit with our business heads, and the management has clearly given a clean and clear, crystal clear directive to put more emphasis, focus on the secured business in the last fiscal and also year before last fiscal. So if you see from 2023 onwards till now, this 2 years journey, 2.5 years journey, our secured portfolio has given a phenomenal growth. This is only because that management has foreseen that the stress should be on the secured, not on the unsecured part.
unsecured part is there to maintain, because as we already mentioned here, that unsecured gives me much more profitability because it churns very fast. So we'll continue with that. But my secured is totally consolidated. We have started 6 branches which do only the micro lab business, no other business. And in every other branches, we had a separate team for these secured, not for the unsecured. 2-3% are identified to do this business. And we had a separate checklist, separate team for scrutinizing, for analyzing the post proposals for the secured. That's why this secured growth shown a good upswing stage.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thanks. So these were the main drivers behind this, all this growth.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, question regarding the portfolio mix. So, what will be the targeted portfolio mix between personal loans and unsecured MSME loans and secured MSME loans for the upcoming 3 to 4 years? If we talk about.
Actually, if you see this personal loan will be at this par length only, it will be around 30-35% and secured will be around 35-40% and remaining will be the unsecured. This will be the portfolio mix we will be looking at.
Okay, sir. That was good there. And sir, currently see, the company is operating across 6 to 7 states, if I'm not wrong. So sir, any specific geographies that are to be expected to drive the next phase?
As I already mentioned, we are expected to consolidate it in our existing places, and we will venture the new areas in that state only, not to venture in the other state at present. No plan for the going for the other states.
Okay, so for now there won't be any expansion for now at least.
Not expansion. Expansion will be there within the states. Within the states we are operating. We are operating in Bihar and Jharkhand and Rajasthan and West Bengal. We will operate in the. We will venture in the new areas of these states. Not open in the new venture in the UP, Telangana or Tamil Nadu.
Okay, I got it. So expansion will be there, but it will be only in the existing states.
Right.
Okay, sir. And sir, can the management please specify or explain in detail the strategy for expanding the managed portfolio business?
Sorry, couldn't get it.
So, can management please tell us in brief regarding the strategy for expanding the managed portfolio business?
Managed portfolio, we are expanding. We had a series of meetings with Ethos Bank and the Calcutta Capital, and we are expanding. That's okay. One of our big agenda, that we expand the managed portfolio.
Okay, sir, last couple questions from my side. Sir, see, GNPA stood at the low of 1% almost in FY26, okay? So what were the key underwriting practices helping maintaining a strong asset quality?
Sir, as I already mentioned, we had a very robust LOS and we had a very, very, very stringent method of verification of the borrower's business. And also we had a very, very frequent training to the boys for what the management wants from them and how the management wants from them. We had a 2-3 tiers of field control and field management system. So such that we check too much before we proceed for a disbursement. If you see our total disbursement pattern, we don't jump in for the disbursement things. We are not a very aggressive disbursed NBFC. We are very, very sustainable and we know exactly in which months you have to give loans, in which month we have to retrade. That's the key areas of our portfolio quality good. And then this reflects that our NPA percentage is very low.
Okay, sir, last one from my side for now. What is the company's credit cost outlook for the current current year FY27, considering the evolving macroeconomic environment?
So the total credit cost, as you can say, it is, as the total provisions we have made around 1.34 crores for the provision and for the provision for the standard assets, and the 1.22 CR is for the provision for the bad and doubtful assets. So it's total amounting to 1.34 crores in the FY26 financials. So
okay.
So accordingly, this will be maintained for the upcoming year also.
For FY27 as well.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for the for all the information provided, and thanks.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. And with that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference back to Mr. Gautam for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
An Equi Project Advisor, I would now like to thank everyone for taking time to join today's conference call. Should you have any queries, you can connect with us at info@equiprojects.com. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Gautam. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Equiprojects, we conclude the conference call of Dar Credit and Capital Limited. Thank you all for joining with us today, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.